50 forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska.
A winter weather advisory continues.
A wind chill warning begins at 6 p.m. tonight. Cloudy today with snow likely. High of 10. Winds out of the northwest 15 to 20 miles per hour. About an inch of snow today.
Get up-to-the-minute weather updates from the Weatherology Weather Center. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on KNDY for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Right now, 9 above.
Kansas Mid-American Network News, I am Felix Johnson. The state's budget director, Adam Prophet, laid out Governor Laura Kelly's vision for how Kansas should spend their tax dollars. The governor is focusing on accomplishments made over the last few years and ways the state can better utilize its budget surplus. The state's budget director, Adam Prophet, spoke with Cake News.
There are only 10 states that have not yet expanded Medicaid across the country. We're one of those. She would like to change that. Increase in funding in water for both quality and quantity. Fully funding special education, and fully funding K-12 education.
Nearly $1 billion of the current surplus from federal funds would be used under the budget to pay for things like fixing up aging buildings, paying off state debts, and investing in housing and roads. In other news, Evergy says that they are ready for the extreme cold, being that they began preparing for winter weather immediately as the summer season ended to ensure that they safely serve their customers. Kansas Mid-American Network News.
More in 24 from Rusty at Ford. More selection on new and used inventory. Choose from over 500 new and used vehicles on our lot and ready to drive home today. More for your trade. More presidents of award-winning sales and service experience from Rusty at Ford. Wichita's only presidents of award-winning dealership. 3 years running for the best overall sales and service experience. More service options. Rusty at Ford has factory-certified technicians to care for all your auto repair needs. We can pick up and drop off your vehicle for service, and our mobile service van can come to your home or work for most routine maintenance needs. Only Rusty at Ford. More zero down and low APR financing options to help you get into the new car, truck, or SUV you need. Good credit, bad credit, or no credit at all. Our finance team will help you with the best finance options available to you. Rusty at Ford and RustyAtFord.com.
Many Kansas farmers and ranchers are worrying themselves about more than just themselves with the cold front coming through Kansas this weekend. A.J. Tarpoff, a K-State Beef Extension veterinarian, spoke with KSNT.
We do everything in our power that we can do to care for these animals day in and day out. We make sure that we're providing for those animals to the best of our abilities all year. And we're doing anything that we can do to, you know, better protect those animals, keeping them comfortable, keeping them healthy, keeping them growing.
Tarpoff also suggested that farmers and ranchers use the Kansas State University Mesonay and check the animal comfort graph during this extreme weather. In other news, Governor Laura Kelly attended the annual Martin Luther King Jr. March celebrating his civil rights efforts in Topeka. The particular program highlighted more unknown parts about his life and heard from several speakers, including keynote speaker Robert Weems, who spoke with KSNT.
He touched this country in so many ways. We're only kind of, you know, scratching the surface in terms, I think, of his real impact and continuing impact on this country.
Tires aren't all the same, and neither are tire dealers. Find a dealer like Mike's OK Tire, who carries Michelin and BF Goodrich tires. Michelin offers safe, fuel-efficient, long-lasting tires that provide exceptional performance and extraordinary value. BF Goodrich tires are built for drivers looking for high performance and aggressive styling. Next time you need tires, don't deal with amateurs. See the tire experts. See Mike's OK Tire in downtown Marysville for tires, repair, alignment, and service.
Here's a look at your ag news from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Jeff Aiken. Golden Harvest tested different hybrids to find out how they responded to rescue nitrogen applications in wet fields. Here's Chad Smith.
Bruce Battles, a technical agronomy manager with Syngenta Seeds, says the weather can have a big impact on soil.
A lot of years right now, we would think about a lack of nitrogen due to potentially heavy rainfalls or leaching of nitrogen to the soil. But this year, we've actually probably had more of a problem, more of an issue with getting nitrogen to the plant. Slow mineralization early due to the cooler temperatures and with the dry soils, depending on how growers are placing their nitrogen, getting nitrogen to that developing seedling has been a challenge. But a lot of what we've focused on has probably been more of what we're not seeing this year in our agronomy research program is actually how to handle those more common cold, wet springs.
And that's a look at your ag news. I'm Jeff Aiken.
truck owners. Toppers Plus Truck Accessories has a new extended showroom at 333 North West Street, stocked with the tonneau cover for you. Protect your truck bed and valuables with a locking truck lid. Choose from hard, soft, folding, or retractable covers. Toppers Plus has top brands including Lear, Undercover, Backflip, X-Dang, Roller Lock, and more. Work or play, make your truck work for you. Visit our new expanded showroom at 333 North West Street or toppersplusks.com.
Make your truck work for you!
If agriculture is your background, then we want to talk to you. Right now, Stickline Communications is looking for a new member of our Ag Network sales team. In this fun and rewarding career, you'll spend your time working with businesses in the ag industry, helping them reach new customers. Send your resume to ddowns@manradio.com. That's ddowns@manradio.com. Why not spend your days doing something you love? Contact us today. Stickline Communications is an equal opportunity employer.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Winter weather Tuesday forced postponement of a sentencing hearing for Gerald Brown of Marysville, who was convicted of second-degree murder last year in the November 2022 death of his wife, Jennifer. An alternate date has not been set. An injury accident was reported in Marysville January 6th. An Omaha man hit a patch of ice on the U.S. 36 overpass west of Marysville and struck the bridge rail. A juvenile passenger was transported to CMH in Marysville. December 26th, the Rosebud, Missouri man lost control on ice on K-99 north of Navajo Road and struck a vehicle in the opposite lane driven by Charlie Loisau of Frankfort. Both drivers were transported to CMH in Marysville. Marshall County Arts Cooperative is featuring a variety of fiber arts and crafts created by local artisans this month at the Arts Center in Marysville. Quilts, dresses, sweaters, doll clothes, wooden bowls, plush decorative items, paintings, and fabric toys are on exhibit throughout the month of January. The Art Center opens Saturdays 10 to 2, Sundays noon to 3, Tuesday and Thursdays from 4 until 6. The Arts Cooperative is selling advance tickets for their annual fundraiser, which is next weekend, Friday and Saturday, January 19th and 20th. A musical program highlighting local talent will be featured at Venue 36 in Marysville. Reserved seats are $40, general admission tickets $25, and may be purchased online at marshallcountyarts.org or by calling 785-859-4260. Tickets also available at the Marysville Chamber and Main Street office, open weekdays 10 to 2. Additional information on the fundraiser and the Arts Cooperative's activities online at marshallcountyarts.org. Marysville Chamber and Main Street will feature a program on social media marketing Tuesday, January 16th at 5:30 at the Marysville Public Library with Jordan Romerman, Marketing Manager for Kansas Tourism. The event is free and open to the public. Content creation, analytics, and emerging trends are among topics to be covered. Annual meeting for the Blue Rapids Chamber of Commerce is slated January 29th, and Marysville Chamber and Main Street annual meeting and banquet is February 24th. Among weather-related cancellations and postponements, the Chicken Dinner fundraiser at Blue Rapids Saturday is postponed. No service Sunday at Trinity Lutheran Church, rural Hanover. Trudy L. Reif, age 71, of Washington, passed away December 30th. Massive Christian burial Saturday, January 13th, 10 a.m. at St. Gregory's Catholic Church in Marysville. Interment in the church cemetery. Christy Andrews, Funeral Home of Waterville, in charge of arrangements for Trudy Reif. Tracy Swanson Huttner, age 61, of Frankfort, passed away December 19th. Funeral service Saturday, January 13th, at 10:30 at the Salem Lutheran Church, rural Axtell. Burial in the church cemetery. Kinsley's in charge of arrangements for Tracy Swanson Huckner. Jared J. L. Horman, age 44, of Odell, passed away January 7th. Funeral service Saturday, 10:30 at the Trinity Lutheran Church, rural Hanover. Visitation Friday, 10 until 9. Family will see friends Friday from 6 until 8. At Kinsley Mortuary of Marysville, in charge of arrangements for J. Horman. Heather J. Wilson, age 46, passed away December 30th. Funeral service Saturday, January 13th, 11 a.m. at the Washington Christian Church. Burial in the Washington City Cemetery Ward Funeral Home in charge of arrangements for Heather Wilson. Richard L. Dick Tegetoff, age 73 of Beatty, passed away Thursday. Funeral service Wednesday, 10 a.m. at the Beatty United Methodist Church. Burial in the Beatty Union Cemetery. Visitation Tuesday, 10 until 9. Family will see friends Tuesday from 5 until 7 at Kinsley Mortuary in Marysville in charge of arrangements for Dick Tegetoff. Pauline Joy Martin, age 74 of Beatty, passed away Monday. Funeral service is pending with Kinsley Mortuary in charge for Pauline Martin.
Like a young boy turns to daddy to swing a bat and ride a bike. Like a young girl turns to mommy to brush her hair just right. Like the wisdom in grandfather's eyes, the perfect gift that grandma buys. For the life well remembered, Cornerstone Credit works for you.
Selection, value, and service from Cornerstone Monument, Home, Kansas.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. A winter weather advisory is currently in effect until early this afternoon. Then a wind chill warning will be in effect from early this evening until early Tuesday morning. Some snow and blowing snow today, cloudy with our highs in the single digits and upper teens. Northwest winds between 15 and 20 and gusting as high as 35, with wind chill valleys as low as 16 below. Partly cloudy overnight with our lows just below zero. Northwest winds still between 15 and 20 and gusting as high as 30, with wind chill valleys as low as 25 below. Partly sunny throughout Saturday with our highs just above and below zero. Northwest winds between 15 and 20 and gusting as high as 30, with wind chill valleys as low as 27 below. Clear skies into Saturday night with our lows in the negative teens and negative 20s. Mostly cloudy into Sunday with our highs just above and below zero. Then mostly cloudy skies throughout Sunday night with our lows in the negative teens. Staying cloudy into Monday with our highs just above zero and the negative teens throughout Monday night. I'm meteorologist Carol Foster.
Average high temperature mid-January 39, record high on this date 64, the average low 19 and the record low minus 18. Sunrise this morning 7:46, sunset this evening at 5:24.
Once upon a time, all humans had brown eyes. Those of us with blue eyes are technically mutants. The full story today from the Old Farmer's Almanac.
If you're a farmer or a rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The Voice of Agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Friday, January 12th, the 12th day of the year. Novelist Jack London was born on this day, and Batman debuted on ABC TV on this day in 1966. If you have blue eyes, you're the result of a genetic mutation that occurred some 6 to 10,000 years ago. Before that, says a researcher at the University of Copenhagen, all humans had brown eyes. What's more, all blue-eyed people share a single common ancestor, the first human to have the blue-eyed genetic trait. The mutation turned out to be neither positive nor negative. It's simply a result of nature shuffling the human genome just to see if anything sticks. You might recognize other products of that genetic shuffling. Traits like baldness, freckles, beauty marks, and various hair colors. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more at almanac.com.
At Reflections, you will find a treasure trove of items and gifts backed by a friendly and knowledgeable staff. Shop your Hallmark Gold Crown store for the biggest selection in greeting cards, Christmas ornaments, gift wrap, home decor, and gift ideas for all your celebration and personal needs. In addition, Reflections offers custom framing services and specialized Black Squirrel products, along with your favorite K-State and KU fan gear. Shop Reflections in downtown Marysville today.
Sheer Quality Furniture says thank you to all the coaches, parents, and fans of the Beatrice Orangemen and Lady O's. With their support, the athletes are sure to succeed in everything that they do. From your fans at Sheer Quality Furniture in Beatrice, when you're ready for quality, you're ready for Sheer. Financing available. All of us at Family Fair are proud of the Beatrice Orangemen High School winter sports teams. A loud cheer is sure to be heard all over the county as the skilled athletes take to the field and court at events this week. From Family Fair in Beatrice, formerly known as SunMart, see our website for rewards and digital coupons. Blue Valley Door Company is cheering loudly for the talented and dedicated Beatrice Orangemen winter sports teams. Let's go fight win! From Blue Valley Door Company in Beatrice, we service and install all styles of garage doors and openers, seamless guttering as well, for farm, industrial, and residential doors and openers.
Mid-America Network Sports, I am Felix Johnson. KU Jayhawks were upset last night by the UCF Knights. The number 3-ranked team went down in Orlando 65-60, with Dickinson just scoring 12, McCullough with a team-high 16, and KJ Adams finishing with 10. The Jayhawks are now 13-2 on the season, 1-1 in conference play, and have a top-10 matchup in Allen Fieldhouse on Saturday against the Oklahoma Sooners. In other news, Alabama's head football coach and some people's greatest of all time college football coach, Nick Saban, has decided to retire after winning 7 national titles in his entire career, 6 at Alabama. The 72-year-old Saban said that the University of Alabama is a very special place to him and his family, and that it wasn't about how many games that they won or lost, but it's about the legacy and how they went about it, and always trying to do it the right way. Saban spent 17 seasons at the University of Alabama after his stint as the Miami Dolphins head coach and the LSU football head coach. Mid-America Network Sports.
Hey, Shocker fans, get ready to stripe out the roundhouse for a marquee matchup against the Memphis Tigers on Sunday, January 14th at noon. The first 7,500 fans will receive a free t-shirt presented by Coke Industries. Fans will also get to enjoy a very special halftime performance from Rolla Bola. And listen to this offer for all college students. Present your college ID at the Shocker ticket office and receive free admission to the game. Get your tickets for this big-time matchup now at goshockers.com/tickets or call 316-978-FANS.
Roll into 2024 on a winning streak at First Council Casino and Resort. Claim your getaway for the greatest concerts, events, and gaming all under one roof. More than 30 acts are booked for 2024. Our indoor water park is a hit for the entire family to relax and unwind. Play with your 7 Clans Rewards card and find out why we have the most loyal players. Pile up the points and earn one-of-a-kind VIP experiences, free play, and cash. And yeah, about the cash. 7 Clans paid more than $50 million in jackpots in 2023. It's all right here at 7 Clans First Council Casino and Resort. We're the winners play. Highway 77 in Newkirk.
Here's a look at your ag news from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Jeff Aiken. Whether it's applied in a cornfield or the nation's dairy barns, precision technology is reshaping the ag industry for the better. Hosting Association USA's Bob Severa.
From genomic technology to robotic milking systems, electronic identification tags to activity monitors, innovation is everywhere in the dairy business today. Progress made over the past decade has been remarkable. Just ask Dr. Jason Osterstock. He's vice president of precision animal health for Zoetis.
It's hard to anticipate where we are today. I think one of the things for me as a scientist, the way we thought we would utilize the technology in 2010 is completely different than how we're leveraging it today.
And that's a look at your ag news from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Jeff Aiken.
Marysville Bulldogs struggled on the road at Wamego Thursday, falling to the Raiders 50-38. Lack of scoring for Marysville with 8 points in the opening quarter, 5 each in the second and third quarters. They were down 20 points at the end of 3. Willow Tot would finish strong with 17 points in the fourth quarter and a game-high 21 for the night, but not enough to overcome Spencer Hack with 20 points, Drew Petty in double figures with 10, as Wamego wins 50-38, improving to 2-5 on the season as Marysville falls to 5-3. Marysville girls in a hard fight all night led much of the way, but fell 41-39 as Wamego stayed perfect on the season, led by Lexi Hack with 11 points. Lindsey Dressman fouled out late for Marysville for 14. Casey Rush in double figures with 12. Wamego 41, Marysville 39. Lady Bulldogs even their mark at 4-4. Marysville boys tip off Tuesday in the Raider Classic at Seneca. Marysville girls are at Nemo Hall Central next Friday. Reporting for KDY Sports, I'm Bruce Gierke.
MHS boys and girls teams fell at Wamego Thursday, with those games moved ahead a day on account of weather moving in. Lady Bulldogs lost 41-39, while the boys team was defeated 50-38. Mudeca's tournament boys division play in the books, with Diller Odell falling to Johnson Brock 72-34, while Southern took Lewiston 62-47. Twin Valley League basketball tournament pairings released for play beginning Saturday at Onega. Top four seeds in the girls' division with first-round byes are Clifton Clyde, Valley Heights, Centralia, and Frankfort, while the top four boys' seeds with first-round byes are Clifton Clyde, Hanover, Centralia, and Axtell. Play-in games Saturday begin 11 a.m. with Axtell, Washington County, Hanover, and Onega girls. Boys at 12:30 are Blue Valley, Frankfort, and Troy, Onega. Girls at 2, Troy versus Lynn, Dunafa West, and Blue Valley. Then at 3:30, boys action, Lynn and Valley Heights and Washington County, Dunafa West. Quarterfinals continue Monday with KNDY broadcasting those games live. Marysville boys, 5-2, are second seed to St. Mary's, 5-1, in the Thunder Classic at Nemo Hall Central, and will tip Tuesday evening at 6 versus the number 5 seed, Jackson Heights. They're 4-3. Semifinals and round-robin play continue Thursday evening, and championships are Saturday afternoon, January 20th in Seneca. The annual Jayhusker Wrestling Tournament Saturday, scheduled to begin 9:30 in the Junior Senior High Activity Center at Marysville.
Turn leggy, top-heavy shrubs into green beauties with some major pruning and patience. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. Multi-stem deciduous shrubs like privet, dogwood, and alpine currant can tolerate severe pruning. Cut all of the stems back to several inches above ground level in late winter. The plants will send up multiple stems that summer. Late winter the following year, remove all but a few of the healthiest stems to ground level. Reduce the height of the remaining stems as needed. A less stressful method for you and the plant is to remove one-third of the older stems back to ground level. Then reduce the height of the remaining stems as needed. Repeat this for 3 years, and soon you'll have green leaves from bottom to top. In the future, when shearing shrubs, prune the top narrower than the bottom. This allows light to reach all parts of the plant. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips.
It's no secret that Bite Me Barbecue has great food. And most of you know you can get it quick on the go. But did you know that Bite Me Barbecue also caters? That's right, you can get their amazing barbecue, including their new side, served at your next party, function, or get-together.
Game changer.
Call or stop in for details. Bite Me Barbecue in Marysville.
Many of us are fascinated by those old mills that use water power to turn wheels or turbines that in turn power the machinery to grind grain and perform many other tasks. In Central Oregon, there's a place where you can still experience that and see the impact the place had on the world. We go there on this edition of the American Countryside.
I'm Ty Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report, the only weekend television show that features some of agriculture's biggest names. From custom commentary from John Phipps to the stories of antique iron with Machinery Pete to a list of more than 30 marketing analysts, our weekly program focuses on the topics that matter most to you. We invite you to join us each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
Hi, I'm Ag Day host Clinton Griffiths, and I invite you to join me each morning as we cover the nation's food system, from fields of green to orchards of orange and livestock everywhere in between. America runs on agriculture, and here at Ag Day, agriculture's what we do best. Listen as our analysts track the markets, learn about innovations in technology and sustainability, and live the country lifestyle through the eyes of rural America. Join me, Clinton Griffiths, for Ag Day, the country experience.
The Thompson Mill dates to the years just ahead of the Civil War. This important historic mill is today a state heritage area. Rye Gesford helps oversee the place. Rye says he became knowledgeable about this mill, in part because of the time he worked here.
I started coming here around 2007, helping out with managing some of the nighttime gate management for the water. I had a great opportunity then because it was nighttime and there wasn't much to do outside to start studying and really getting into the mill's history.
Rye still has to manage the water that can flow through the turbines and operate the machinery yet today. He can also share the history of the place through the many artifacts found here.
In the 1890s, when the Thompson family took over, it became more of a commercial operation where they were buying up huge lots of wheat and selling that flour all across the world. And then in the 1940s, as the flour operation started to struggle, they started to transition into animal feed.
Some of the old cloth flour sacks are on the walls with insignias that show the great breadth of where their products were sent.
They were shipping flour to China. You know, when the Panama Canal opened up, that opened up a lot of markets. During World War I, they were producing flour and helping participate in the famine relief in Belgium and France.
While this mill closed for commercial business in the early 2000s, it can still operate. In fact, that is part of the fun, to see this machine remove, as it's powered by the flowing water just outside these walls.
We have a water demonstration. Well, we'll take you downstairs to the basement. We'll open up the flume gates, and one of our turbines still operates, and it operates some of the machinery in the mill. We also have an electric demonstration where we turn on one of the electric motors.
It's part of the area's history that operated for about 150 years and is still used as a living history demonstration of the importance of these mills to the local farming community and their impact around the world. Traveling the countryside near Shedd, Oregon, I'm Andrew McCray.
If your pine tree oozes, rusts, or grows a canker, you've got a problem. Hi, I'm Jody Hinke. Pine trees are normally very resilient, so learn to spot when there's trouble as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Whenever you're online, Living the Country Life is there too. Like us on Facebook and exchange tips and ideas with people who share your love for the country way of life. Follow us on Twitter at Small Farming for timely news and information. You can also find us on Instagram and Pinterest. See the latest inspired shot from our readers or add a garden tip to your boards. Living the Country Life has all the ideas for your home acreage. Visit us online at livingthecountrylife.com and find us on social media.
If you're looking for new ideas for what to do around your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. Once a week, you'll receive helpful tips in your inbox on a wide variety of seasonal and timely topics, along with so much more. Living the Country Life is for all those people who love to live in the country. Sign up for your free newsletter today by visiting livingthecountrylife.com.
We've had several pine trees succumb to disease and had to cut them down after an arborist told us it would be for the best. Conifers respond differently to pests and disease than deciduous trees, so one method of diagnosis doesn't fit all. Chucky Anderson is a staff arborist for the Tree Care Industry Association. She says it's important to know what kind of tree you have before treating it.
If you're in Nevada and you're looking at a pinyon pine, or if you're in Florida and you're looking at a longleaf pine, what pine tree you're looking at will depend perhaps on exactly what disease will be invading it.
Some pines are more susceptible to fungus invasions. Pine oak gall rust, for example, attacks hard pines like scotch, pitch, loblolly, and shortleaf. The sad thing is that this type of fungus is spread by a spore found on red and black oaks. So if you have a mix of these in your woodlot, there might be trouble. The gall, which is an abnormal growth on the tree, will cut off sap flow and kill the tree above the growth. Other pines develop pine needle rust, a fungus which causes yellow spots on the needles, followed by white blisters. Depending on how far gone the tree is, Anderson says you might be able to save it.
Remove some of the lower branches that funguses tend to invade first. They're not going to grow back, but it's possible that you might save the whole tree if you remove some of the diseased branches. Another method of cure is applying a fungicide to the tree in the spring. This is best done by professional tree care companies because they have the specialized equipment that puts fungicide up to the very top of the tree.
Find more resources to help protect your pine trees at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
a microbial alternative to synthetic nitrogen fertilizers, today on Farm to Fork.
With its increased efficiency and lower fuel costs, ag producers know that propane is better for their bottom line. And now direct payouts can impact your bottom line with the Propane Farm Incentive Program. Participate and you could receive payouts like up to $5,000 for propane irrigation engines and prime power generators and up to $2,000 for propane building heat systems. Apply today at propane.com/farmincentive. Spring is just around the corner, and there's still time to upgrade to the latest technology from Ag Leader. From SureForce Downforce Control and SureSpeed High Accuracy Planting Systems to RightSpot Individual Nozzle Control for your sprayer, Ag Leader has you covered. Upgrade now and reap the benefits this season. Contact your local Ag Leader dealer or visit agleader.com.
Pivot Bio is on a mission to provide a better way to get nitrogen to plants. Randy Minton is head of commercial sustainability and talks about their microbial products.
Microbes that we've developed that continuously fix atmospheric nitrogen supplied to the root of the crop, so those microbes populate, fix nitrogen on the roots, and deliver ammonia directly into the plant. It creates a sustainability benefit in that 100% of the nitrogen that's fixed by the microbe is taken up by the crop.
Minton says 40 to 60% of the nitrogen applied to a field is lost through runoff and volatilization, neither of which helps the environment either. And he adds there are incentive programs to reduce emissions.
The entire program for us is going to be geared towards really creating value along our entire supply chain for corn, grain, sorghum, wheat, barley, whatever grain crop that we operate on from a Pivot Bio perspective. We believe that we have the capability to create really strong partnerships, really great opportunities for growers, and we want to make sure that the majority of that revenue coming from those programs flows back to the grower.
Learn more at pivotbio.com. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
You've worked hard your whole life, but it can only take a minute for investment fraud to rob you of your nest egg. Americans lose billions to investment scams every year. Do you know the warning signs of fraud? SmartInvestKS.com is here to help educate Kansans on how to identify and avoid investment fraud. Don't wait until it's too late. Visit SmartInvestKS.com. SmartInvestKS.com. This ad is sponsored by the Kansas Insurance Department and aired in cooperation with the Kansas Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Haxtell Knights of Columbus annual consignment auction is Saturday, February 2nd. Deadline for advertising is Saturday, January 13th. To consign items, call Bob at 785-736-2787 or Jim at 785-547-7132. Consignments now being accepted. Sale bill advertising is January 13th for the annual Haxtell Knights of Columbus consignment auction, Saturday, February 2nd.
Good Friday. I'm Sam Speck with your latest agricultural news here through the Mid-America Ag Network. A blast of bitter cold air is taking aim at the central United States this weekend and into next week. Oklahoma State climatologist Gary McManus shares more on what to expect.
We just had our fourth warmest December on record, and usually that spells trouble. If we ever have a warm December, usually the hammer's going to come down in January or February. I think this is our biggest blast of cold air since, oddly enough, since before Halloween. But this is just the beginning, unfortunately.
While McManus says he does not predict the upcoming weather to be as harsh and as cold as February of 2021, it will still be windy and below freezing for multiple days in a row.
We haven't had a lot of extremely cold air since then. We've had a day or two, but this is going to be something different. Next week, we can see multiple days where much of Oklahoma doesn't get above freezing. And the wind's going to make the wind chills down close to zero, if not below zero, for some of that time. So it's something that we're not going to be used to since it's been so long. So we just need to start preparing now, probably.
Now, McManus went on to say it is too far out to say if snow and ice will be a part of this equation, but there will be much colder temperatures. That is for certain. However, this winter has turned out to be much wetter, just as McManus had predicted.
Right. So the odds were definitely tilted towards that due to the strong El Nino that's in play. place. So when we look through, let's say, the January through March, maybe a bit into April, we should see a little bit more of that continued wet weather, at least tilted towards wet weather. It doesn't work the same way every time, but you would expect a little bit greater chance for above normal precipitation, which would certainly be welcome here in Oklahoma.
Once again, speaking on behalf of the blast of cold air targeting the central United States was Oklahoma State climatologist Gary McManus. And with your latest check of agricultural news here through the Mid-America Ag Network, I'm Sam Speck.
It's truck season and time to make your truck work for you, whether you're tailgating, hunting, hauling, or cruising. Toppers Plus Truck Accessories will get you truck season ready. Rhino Linings is the leader in sprayed-on truck bedliners, and Toppers Plus is your Rhino dealer. Rhino truck bedliners outperform all plastic drop-in rubber mats and paint-like coatings. They won't crack, peel, or warp, and include a nationwide lifetime warranty. Nothing beats a Rhino. Call 942-2864 or visit toppersplusks.com.
Make your truck work for you!
Roll into 2024 on a winning streak at First Council Casino and Resort. Claim your getaway for the greatest concerts, events, and gaming all under one roof. More than 30 acts are booked for 2024. Our indoor water park is a hit for the entire family to relax and unwind. Play with your Seven Clans Rewards card and find out why we have the most loyal players. Pile up the points and earn one-of-a-kind VIP experiences, free play, and cash. And yeah, about the cash, Seven Clans paid more than $50 million in jackpots in 2023. It's all right here at Seven Clans First Council Casino and Resort.
Hop in, let's go to Honeyman Ford in Seneca, the best place to be.
Skip the drive. Come see us right here in Marysville, Kansas. At Honeyman Auto Sales and Service, you'll find the same honest sales experience backed by the same reliable service. With the same goals in mind, our Marysville location is sure to provide you with a satisfying vehicle experience. Find us on Facebook or stop in at 1122 Pony Express Highway today.
Have you driven a Honeyman Ford?
Hiring employees on the farm can be a daunting task. As you whittle down the candidates, think about how they'll fit long-term in your operation on Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
Are you looking for new advanced technology for your farm operation? Need some advice on managing your farm or tips on finding the best machinery prices? You'll find all this and more in Successful Farming Magazine. Subscriptions are available online at agriculture.com. Visit agriculture.com and complete your subscription to Successful Farming Magazine today.
Get the latest ag news, markets, weather, and more when you sign up for today's news from Successful Farming. Register at agriculture.com/newsletter for today's news, the free Successful Farming e-newsletter. Once a day, you'll get an email packed with relevant news hitting the ag industry online and around the nation, along with the three big things happening today. Visit agriculture.com/newsletter to subscribe to today's news from Successful Farming.
Picking the right employee for your farm operation takes a lot of thought because you'll be trusting part of your business to someone else. Cole Emke is an extension specialist at the University of Wyoming. He says personality, of course, is very important. Can they take orders from you? Can they give orders to other people they're working with? Do you share information the same sort of way? As an example, do you both talk numbers or do you talk numbers and they talk feelings? Emke says a lot of operations make the mistake of hiring people who think just like they do, which may not be a good move for the long term.
If you're always listening to someone who's thinking the same way that you think and doesn't have any new ideas, then you're just going to do the same stuff that you have been doing. It is kind of a strategic decision, because if you're in a situation where the market is changing out there, landlords are looking for different things, product markets are doing different things, and you need different characteristics, then you want to hire someone that's probably not an exact copy of yourself.
Should you hire the person that's ready to hit the job running or someone who needs a little more training? Well, it depends on your situation.
You may be in a hurry and you don't have time to do a lot of training, or training isn't the thing that you do really well. In that case, someone who's already trained at some other operation or some other industry could really be a good fit. On the other hand, almost no one comes in knowing exactly what to do on your operation. So there is going to have to be some training. You've got to think longer term. That's why thinking in a comprehensive sort of way about the position is worthwhile up front.
I'm Jody Henke. Find more tips for hiring the right employees on your farm at agriculture.com.
Like everything around us, agriculture and rural living is changing. Kansas Farm Bureau's Farm Weekend brings you the stories, the voices, and the passion of farm families living and adapting to these changes. Farm Weekend on KNDY, Farm and Home Information Radio, a service of the Marshall County Farm Bureau Association.
Good Friday afternoon. I'm Sam Speck with your latest market information right here on the Mid-America Ag Network. Well, it's been a two-sided day of trade in the livestock and a downturn in the grains. We'll get to that in just a moment. February live cattle currently trading up 20 cents at 172 per hundredweight. April up a dime at 174.67. Triple-digit gains for the feeder cattle. January feeders up 135 at 227.62. March up $1.50, trading at 228.90. It's been two-sided in the hogs, back lower. February hogs down 7 at 72.52. April down 17 cents at 78.80. Now we'll look at the grains, not reacting well to the WASD report today. Significant drops in both corn and soybeans. March corn currently down 10.5 to 447 and a quarter. May down to 459. That's down 10¾ cents. Near double-digit losses in some areas of the wheat complex. March Kansas City wheat down slightly, down 2.5 at 613.5. May's down 3 cents at 618¼. And March oats also in the red, currently down 9¼ at 374¼. May trading at 370 per bushel. That's down 10.5 cents. Soybeans taking the brunt of things as January beans just down 0.75 cents, as that will leave the contracts here fairly soon at 12:30½. But from there on, double-digit losses. March down 18.5 to 12.18 a bushel. March soybean meals down 1.10 at 361.10, and March soybean oil down 68 points at 48.05. Cotton's been two-sided today, back into the green here in the midday. March cotton up 8 points at 81.44. A look now into the energy markets. Been slightly higher today. February crude oil up 88 at 72.92 per barrel. February unleaded gas is up a penny, trading at 2.13 a gallon. Natural gas right now up 21 at 330 and nearly unchanged for February heating oil, but slightly higher to 267. Let's take a look on Wall Street as the Dow has slid more than 100 points, currently down 128 at 37,582. S&P slightly higher, currently up 2 points at 4,782, and the NASDAQ slightly up as well, currently up 4 at 14,974. Looking at the dollar index today, a back and forth day of trade. March dollar right now currently up 12 points at 102.15. Sam Speck on the Mid-America Ag Network.
Have you noticed that the number of box stores that sell bed mattresses is dwindling? There's a reason why people that dip their toes into the water of bed mattresses end up buying at Derby Mattress of Derby. Lower everyday prices that beat the box store sales prices every day. Also, Derby Mattress is the only store in town that has natural organic latex with no man-made foams, as well as two-sided mattresses. For everyday low prices, go to Derby Mattress at 105 South Baltimore in Derby today.
The agriculture industry changes constantly. From commodity prices to trade deals, droughts and fuel prices, it's hard to keep your farm protected and prepared. That's where we come in. Join us every day right here on the Mid-America Ag Network as we cover your daily commodity prices with hourly market reports, news from the farm to bills in Washington, D.C., plus hear the latest across the Mid-America region that may affect your operation. From planting to harvesting and everything in between, it's the Mid-America Ag Network. We're here for you.
Equipment rentals from Hometown Lumber in Marysville and Axle Lumber make the job easier if you're a professional or do-it-yourselfer. From power tools to generators, air compressors to nailers and fasteners, concrete tools, scaffolding, and more, rent a bobcat, dump truck, man lift, ladder, scaffolding, as well as pressure washers, insulation blowers, drywall tools, tile cutters, and more. Rent by the half day, day, weekend, or week. See the entire list online, including pricing, at axtolumber.com or visit either location today.
From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today. I'm Shelby Varner. Mung beans have been a crop that Ignacio Ciampitti has been researching with his colleagues at Kansas State University. This K-State farm system specialist explains what a mung bean is and what it could provide for Kansas producers.
It's something that is very similar to soybean. So it's a one-season legume. Similar to soybeans. Why we say similar to soybeans? Because we tend to plant a little bit later, and we will talk about in a minute. But when you think about the crop and the looks and everything connected to, for example, doesn't need any nitrogen because basically it works with a bacteria in the soil for fixing nitrogen. And this crop has very, very short growing season. And as I mentioned before, adding again, is a very high tolerance to drought and heat. And those two things are what makes the crops, I mean, and this crop specifically, really attractive to cancer.
CM Pitti says what the market is for this crop.
And why this crop is so important in terms of, if you look at around the world, if you look around the world, we are seeing that it's one of the, not only an opportunity to diversify the crop, but also has a really high demand in the last decade, two decades, not only in the U.S., but globally, and mainly because it's a crop that is human, for human consumption, and is high rich in protein. So if you think about mainly what are the markets, they are human consumption, food, and basically high-end, high protein, and usually are basically consumed as a sprout or sometimes grain soups.
There is still plenty of research to be done for mung beans in Kansas, and he has a plan for how it will take place.
What are the main challenges that the farmers is finding? That was what we are focusing on 2024. And then also start thinking about everything. Well, we already tested planting date. It looks like we found maybe a sweet spot there after that winter wheat, winter canola harvest. Then we need to start testing what are the optimal row spacing, seeding rate, and also inoculants. So we are also looking at potential effect on inoculants. So these are a couple of things that we are testing. We also need to start generating data, I mean, to help, I mean, crop insurance, to get crop insurance as another factor, critical factor at some point to make sure that the crop is going to be commercially available and farmers will be attracted to this crop. It's a really great option.
That was K-State Farm System Specialist Ignacio CM Pitti with what mung beans could bring to Kansas. Read more about this crop at eupdate.agronomy.ksu.edu. I'm Shelby Varner, and this has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
Third Road Ag Sales have concept by Agritech. Innovative technology and proven products improve soil health, increase yields, and allow greater return on your investments. See the difference for yourself with a call today to Third Road Ag. Hay producers, remember they offer American Family Net Wrap and can fill your needs today. Check out Third Road Ag Sales on Facebook.
From ABC News, Wall Street Now. New numbers showing hotter than expected inflation and labor market strength had little effect on stocks Thursday. The Dow Jones rose about 15 points yesterday to close at 37,711, still enough for a new record high. The S&P and NASDAQ composite finished the day essentially flat. Regulators' approval of Bitcoin exchange-traded funds had investors jumping into cryptocurrencies. ETFs saw $4.6 billion worth of business shares trade hands Thursday. Vanguard, the largest mutual fund provider, says it has no plans to make ETFs available to brokerage clients. Some executives, though, expect the items to pave the way for more innovative crypto exchanges like spot Ether products. Oil prices rose after Britain and the United States carried out military strikes against targets in Houthi-controlled areas of Yemen yesterday. West Texas Intermediate crude futures climbed 2.4% to $73.75 per barrel. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
KNDY.
Hey, friends, this is Savannah Chestnut, and this is my new song, Kansas and I.
Darling, Kansas, and I are missing you tonight. And I swear.
just like me. When lots of bars all lose their glow, and I cross your mind, you know where I'll be.
Country music just the way you remember it. Classic Country 1570 and 94.1 FM, KNDY, and K231AX, Marysville.
ABC News, I'm